And the purpose of this drill is to acclimate us to the use of tools in extreme temperatures such as we will face in the Arctic Circle.
Where are your tools?
Right here. All right, team, open up your practice kits. As the university did not permit me to bring the actual equipment we'll be using to the Cheesecake Factory, because apparently I'm ridiculous, I provided substitutes which will exercise your fine motor skills. Leonard, you will be doing a series of complex mathematical problems on a vintage Casio Model 1175 calculator watch I received when I won the Earth Science Medal in third grade. Treat it with respect. Raj, you will be painting sideburns and a Van Dyke on a 6-inch figurine of Legolas the Elf. Now remember, a Van Dyke is a goatee without a mustache. Wallowitz, you will be completing a series of delicate surgical procedures on the classic children's game, Operation. To begin with, you will remove Funny Bone for $200.
For this, I went to MIT.
And begin.
I think I swallowed some paint.
I can't press any of the buttons with my gloves. Oh, son of a bitch!
Adversity is to be expected. Continue.
Oh, boy, am I gonna get sued.
Okay, I can't do this.
Me either. Gentlemen, use your imagination. Innovate. Did Han Solo let Luke Skywalker freeze to death on the ice planet of Hoth? No. He cut open a Tauntaun and used its internal body heat to warm him up.
You heard the man. Hold him down and I'll cut him open.
Hang on. I know I don't possess the tools of leadership, but I don't understand why we can't assemble the equipment inside the hut and then take it outside.
I hadn't thought of that. I guess we're done here. Here, drink / eat this.
What is it?
It's hot chocolate with a stick of butter.
Okay, why?
Because in the frigid temperatures in the Arctic, we need to consume at least 5,000 calories a day just to maintain our body weight.
Sheldon, you know I can't eat butter. I'm lactose intolerant.
Way ahead of you, that's, and I can't believe it's not butter stick.
But, Mummy, all the other guys are going to the North Pole.
I don't care what the other guys are doing. If the other guys jumped in the Bay of Bengal and tried to swim to Sri Lanka, would you follow them?
If you were standing behind me nagging, I might.
Don't talk back to your mother. This trip is much too dangerous, Rajesh.
No, it's not. How would tell them?
Dr. and Mrs. Kuthrapali, namaste. I understand your concern, but if it'll make you feel any better, my mother is fine with me going. And this is a woman who kept a safety rail on my bed until I was 17.
So she has no problem with her son being eaten by a walrus?
That's very unlikely, Mrs. Kuthrapali. If Raj dies, it'll be from frostbite, gangrene, acute sunburn, or being ripped to shreds by a 1,500-pound polar bear.
Ma, I'm putting you on speakerphone with Raj's parents. Can you tell them that you're okay with me going to the Arctic?
Arctic? I thought you said Arkansas!
Didn't say that. You never listen to me.
He doesn't tell me anything. He lives a secret life because he's ashamed.
You're a hero.
Hey, Leonard, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
Let's go out here where there's a little less yelling and guilt.
Well, I got you a little going away present.
Oh, a blanket.
Oh, no. Not just a blanket. See, it has sleeves. Noodled up while you do your science stuff.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I'm gonna miss you. See you later.
Bye.
I told you no. Why don't you believe me?
'Cause it doesn't make sense to me. How can it be that in the entire country of India, there isn't one Outback Steakhouse?
Sheldon? Sheldon?
I want a cookie, Meemaw.
Sheldon, it's me.
But Meemaw just made cookies.
Listen, I don't know if I can go on the expedition.
What?
I don't think I can go to the North Pole.
Okay, Leonard. I know you're concerned about disappointing me. But I want you to take comfort from the knowledge that my expectations of you are very low.
Yeah, that's very comforting.
Comforting is a part of leadership. It's not a part I care for, but such is my burden.
Terrific. It's just that I don't think Penny wants me to go.
Assuming that's a valid reason not to go, which it isn't, how do you know this? Did she say it?
Not exactly, but she said she was going to miss me, and she gave me this.
What is it?
It's a blanket with sleeves.
Oh, that's clever. Let me see if I understand this correctly. Her missing you is an emotional state you find desirable.
Yes, obviously.
All right. Well, given that missing you is predicated on you leaving, logic dictates you must leave.
Yes, okay, but I'm going to be gone for 3 months. What if she doesn't miss me that long and she meets someone else?
She does have a short attention span.
So I can't go.
Leonard, you may be right. It appears that Penny secretly wants you in her life in a very intimate and carnal fashion.
You really think so?
Of course not. Even in my sleep-deprived state, I've managed to pull off another one of my classic pranks. Bazinga.
Oh, Leonard, what time is it?
7 a.m. I'm sorry it's early, but we're leaving soon, and I needed to talk to you.
Okay.
What did you mean when you said you were going to miss me?
I don't know. You'll be gone, and I'll notice.
Okay, well, what about this? What does this mean?
Wine, credit card, and late-night television are a bad combination.
All right, fine. What about that really long hug? What did that mean?
That wasn't a long hug.
It was at least 5 Mississippis. Standard hug is 2 Mississippis. Tops.
Leonard, I don't know what to tell you. It was just a hug.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
I guess I'll see you.
Okay. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Means I wish you weren't going.
Damn it.
What?
We're out of ice.
All right, men. We begin initial assembly and deployment of the testing equipment starting tomorrow at 0700 hours. But until then, you're all off duty. I suggest you keep the shenanigans to a minimum, as medical help is 18 hours away by dog sled.
What are you working on?
Crossbow.
Hey, guys, can I just say something? How about we take a moment to think about where we are right now? I mean, this is literally the top of the world. Only a handful of people in all of human history will ever see what we are going to see.
He's right.
Yeah, well,
it is remarkable.
So who's up for a movie?
Good idea. What do you think? Ice Station Zebra or John Carpenter's The Thing?
I say double feature.
Dinner's ready.
What are we having?
Reconstituted Thai food.
Did you bring the dehydrated low-sodium soy sauce? Yep.
Check.
Freeze-dried spicy mustard?
Check.
The flash-frozen brown rice, not white?
Sorry.
Not to worry. I hid it. Bazinga. You're in my spot.
There's no time for a crossbow. Find me an icicle.
months. This is gonna be great.